Factis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Good afternoon to Sarah, not Sarah, Sarah. And just tell us, Sarah, what company are you representing today?
Okay, so it's beatmyaddictions.com. And also the Rob Hill Foundation, which is our charity side of things, robhillfoundation.org.
Okay, and you're involved for a specific reason, aren't you? Because you've got a story to tell, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
But first of all, before you do that, tell us what it is. What is it you do?
Okay, so what it is we do is we teach a educational-based program, which teaches a person to reprogram their subconscious mind to lose the want and need for any addictive substance, habit or behaviour. So it's a solution-based program and not a willpower-based program. And we give you the solution to getting out of addiction.
Okay. How does that work? Because I'm conscious now that you're staring at me. You're not trying to hypnotise me or anything like that, are you?
No, no. We don't use any form of hypnosis.
That's all right, then.
No.
I'm looking to look down at the floor now. How does it work?
Okay, so we teach a separation model. So what it is we always believe, especially when we're in addiction or even mental health and things, we believe all this is coming from us. It's coming from us. And so if it's coming from us, then how can we change? We can't change. We're stuck like this for good. And that's the way our life's going to be. And we got into this and we knew with addictive substances. But we don't know at the beginning, do we? Whenever we're at the beginning of an addiction, then we always think, oh, we can stop at any time. But what we do is we create a hunger. When we take an addictive substance, we create a hunger, which is just like the hunger for food. And once we learn that, in actual fact, this isn't coming from us, there's a separation in here. It's we're the conscious self. We've got our subconscious mind that's totally separate from us, but it's giving us instructions. It's communicating with us all the time. And then we've got our body. Once we learn this separation model and we learn where the addiction's coming from, the addiction isn't lying with us, the conscious self, it's lying with our mind and our body, then we can actually start making the changes that we need to and teach the mind another way and teach the mind what's been going on. We do this by sitting down, teaching people, taking the education in first, and then they put it into practice. And then once they put it into practice, it takes 10 days to reprogram the subconscious mind and get out the other side.
10 days? Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So how many sessions over 10 days?
So what we do is at our retreat in Ryde, we do education every day over a 7-day period. Whilst they're with us, they sign our contract, which is a contract to themselves. And once they sign the contract, it causes a conflict with the mind. And once that mind goes into conflict, what they've been taught all the tools what to do over the following 10 days. And over them 10 days, they've been using self-talk techniques and teaching the mind there's another way. All the mind sees is what's going on internally. It doesn't see all the bad that's going on externally. So we've got to bring the outside in and teach the mind all the bad that's going along with it. It takes 10 days for the mind to learn. And at the end of the 10 days, it's like a reset button's been pushed and your mind stops bullying you and you lose the want and need for any addictive substance, habit or behaviour.
Right. It makes sense. Yeah. Because how many times do you hear people say, only you can do this?
Mm.
Only you can do this.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. You know. So without, obviously we can't name people, but we can talk about what's the biggest problem that we have, if that's the right terminology. Is it drug addiction? Is it drink addiction? Is it addiction to, you know, betting and gambling and so on? Which is, do you work with all of them?
Yeah, we work with all of them. Cocaine and alcohol are the two highest addictions, at the moment. It's what we're dealing with a lot is the cocaine and alcohol, but we cover everything down to porn addictions, food addictions, gambling. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a substance addiction. It can be a form of like gambling or...
Okay, do you want to talk about your story?
I can talk, I'm happy to talk about my story.
Because, how are you now?
I'm absolutely in the best place possible.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. But you went through it a bit.
I did, yeah. I struggled for 25 years with alcohol, recreational drugs, on and off antidepressants, smoking, smoking weed. For 25 years, I struggled with that. As time went on, things got worse, my drinking got worse, but over them years, every time I hadn't had an excuse to drink, then I'd be there and that'd be the first and foremost thing in my mind. But when it got to its worst, I was drinking 4 bottles of wine a day, waking up as soon as my son had gone to school. I was starting to drink from, like, so that would be about 8:30, 8:45 I'd start to drink from, thinking that I'd be able to drink, have a couple of bottles, go to sleep, and then wake up and be fine. But it didn't work out like that, so I'd try and go to sleep, not be able to go to sleep, and carry on drinking. And then I had several suicide attempts over them 25 years, but I'd never tried it out in the open. So I was walking into the shop to get more wine, and this time I thought, everyone's better off without me. My husband had left me because he couldn't cope with it, and my son was at home, and I just thought, everyone's better off without me. So I started throwing myself in front of cars. So I was very lucky. There was a lovely lady there that helped me, and chap pulled over. But I ended up being sectioned that evening. So I really hit my rock bottom. But even after being sectioned, the first thing I was thinking about was, I need to get out of here to get alcohol. That was all that was in my head. It wasn't that getting out of there to get out and being with my family, or it was, I need a drink. And as long as they keep me in here locked up, then I can't have a drink.
So would it be fair to say, because I've had experience with other people around me that I've known, and we used to say, they haven't hit rock bottom yet, there's another one to come. And then, so at that point, you hadn't hit rock bottom, really, because you'd still wanted to go and have another drink. Because I think, you know, don't you find that if you've hit rock bottom, then you know that you can't have another drink. That's it.
It's the conscious self. You know, like, I consciously knew, but my mind was kicking in and saying to me, we need to have a drink. So me, the conscious self, I knew every time I let my son down, every time I let my husband down, every time I let my mum down, my family down, I would feel guilty, I would feel bad, and I would think, I don't want to do this anymore. The amount of mornings that I woke up and thought, I'm not going to drink today. I'd say to everyone, I'm not going to drink today. And then my subconscious mind would kick in and give me reasons to drink. But I wasn't aware of that. So I just thought, that's me. I've just got to do it, and I've just got to go with it. I think several times I sort of hit rock bottom. And
Sadly, that's what happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I know that I don't want to mention him, but he went through such an awful time. He's sadly no longer with us. But we always used to say that he thinks he's hit rock bottom. He hasn't. There's another one yet, and there was, and then there's another one, and you know. And sadly, he did lift his life for a bit, but it never worked out. How long have you been, clean, dry, whatever the term is?
It's been just over 4 years now.
So over 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's great. And you feel like you're in the best... you must feel like I've wasted all them years.
I think them years have what has put me to where I am now. If I hadn't gone through that experience...
That's the best way to look at it.
I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, which is what I absolutely love. And to be able to change people's lives teach people how to change their lives, because I teach the program, they put in the work. To be able to do that is just the most incredible thing that I could possibly do. And
good for you. And I say, just say, for instance, if I was going through something like that myself, I'd want to talk to somebody like you. I wouldn't want to talk to somebody that's not been through it. They can't understand you. So you're the best person to speak to.
That's what I get all the time.
So when you come through, you come out the other side, what was that moment where, you know, when the penny dropped, or when you took your first steps?
Yeah, I'm grinning from ear to ear because I'll never forget it. It's, we were all absolutely astounded that... we all said, like, how, because I did a weekend retreat. I'd done a safe detox a week before going up to the retreat, and then I'd done the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, signed my contract on the Sunday, came home, done my 10-day change period, and at the end I was like, this is just absolutely unbelievable. How can I not want a drink now? How can I not want a cigarette? So after them 10 days, you wake up on day 11, it's just like a reset button's been pushed. And we said for like 25 years, this is what I've wanted. And and this is what I've got now. So it was literally after the 10 days. And after that, it's just a continuous growth. I've learnt who I am now, because I lost me at the age of 17 when the addiction kicked in. I lost me, the conscious self. Now I've learnt who I am again.
Did you have to, like, not just convince yourself, but other people around you? Because it sounds like it happened quite quickly.
Yeah.
And then they're probably thinking, you know, you're saying, oh, I've changed, and they're, yeah, all right, we'll see. Mm. We'll see. You said that before.
Yeah, 100%. All your family and friends, they haven't gone through the program, so they haven't got the understanding of it. So with family and friends, I remember my mum saying to me, yeah, but what if you start drinking again? We don't know that you're not going to drink again. And I said, Mum, 100% I won't. But that it does take family and friends time to catch up. But the ripple effect from it as well is when your family and friends see that you've got the freedom from addiction, the ripple effect does go, goes a long way into giving them a bit of peace of mind. Even though they've got a little bit of time to catch up, it still gives them that peace of mind.
Well, you must be really proud of yourself to, you know, when you look back and you come all this way, and now, you know, what is lovely is you could have just cleared off and gotten a proper job. But no, you're actually putting some back in and helping people that are going through the same stuff as you've gone through. Yeah. And I just think that's lovely. That's a really nice thing to be able to do. But as I say, when you look at the Isle of Wight and you look how many problems we've got, I'd imagine there's lots of people out there that are struggling now.
Definitely.
So what would your advice to them be?
Well, I'd say come along to our free workshop. It's every Wednesday, 6:30 till 8, completely free, through the robpeelfoundation.org charity. And just come along, have a chat with me, because people don't believe it until they've spoken to someone that's gone through it. Like I say, we don't use a willpower-based solution. So we don't use a willpower-based, we use a solution-based program. So people who say to me, yeah, but I haven't got any willpower. Well, we don't use willpower. Okay, if we're using willpower, then we're just battling with ourselves. And how long do we battle with ourselves? We've got to put the solution in. And yeah, I would say come along to the workshop. There's people that have been through the program that come down and you can speak to them. There's people that are there to go through the program. You just come in. It's very friendly. Come in and have a cuppa, get your free workshop booklet and see how we can help you.
Okay, I'm going to get hypothetical and deep.
Yeah.
Okay. With what you've just said, your old self is listening. What would you say to your old self, and what would your old self say to the help that you've just offered?
Okay, so I think it's planting a seed. I think it's like planting a seed. When my sister actually told me about Chris Hill, and she said, just follow this guy. And it took me 2.5 years before I contacted him. But I think by explaining to someone and planting that seed, my old self, I thought, yeah, but what's different about this than it is about any other, like, AA that I've been... Oh, sorry, I don't know if I should mention any names, but any other help that I've been to.
You panicked me then. I thought you swore.
Oh, no.
I didn't hear anything.
No, I don't know whether I was meant to mention anything else, but, yeah, what was different about any other help there is? And I don't knock any help there is. All help is good help. But where this is a completely different program, listening to that, my old self, that's what eventually I contacted Chris, and I literally contacted him on the way home from Seven Acres. So it was in the car on the way home. I messaged him and I said, help me before I lose everything. I've said, I lost my husband, lost my son now. I said, the last thing I've got to lose is a roof over my head.
Was that your rock bottom?
Because
that was the next step was getting better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I just wanted out, but I didn't know if there was a way out. And I thought, well, I've had this guy saying that there is. And he messaged back straight away and said, 100% I can help you.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, just to go back, there are other organisations, obviously.
Mm. Yeah.
And this one worked for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not work for everyone, as everyone else's might work. It's all different for different people. And, you know, I just think that is important to point out, obviously. Yeah. But also, you know, the fact that it's tried, it's tested, you come out the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what people would want to hear.
Yeah.
The fact that if you take this journey, if you start this journey, there's a good chance because you've come through it and 100%. It's worked for you.
Everyone that goes through the program, as long as they follow all the instructions that are given to them, at the end, they will have freedom. 100%. What we can't take away is we can't take away a person's free will. Now, if I had a glass of wine in front of me now...
That isn't, is it?
That's why I got it in the Costa cup. But if I had that in there in front of me now, my mind would be saying to me, we don't drink wine anymore. My mind would be actually working with me now.
Yeah.
But I couldn't take someone's free will to override their mind and to pick up that glass. But I know I never want to go back to that life.
So what would
I'm not battling all the time. It's no battle because I'm not being bullied anymore.
Which is good, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
But what would your old self would have said? Just say, for instance, you sat here listening now. Your old self would have said what? To come on in, you'd have said, I'm all right as I am. So if there's people out there now listening that are saying that's the stumbling block.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Mm. But what you've got to remember is you've been through it.
Mm.
Took that step, come out the other side.
Yeah.
Take a chance.
Yeah.
The alternative is you stay where you are.
That's it.
And you're probably going to get worse.
Yeah.
That's the long and short of it.
That's
I mean, if you hadn't done what you'd done, you know, when you did.
Yeah, I wouldn't
where
be
would
here.
You be, where, you wouldn't
I wouldn't be,
here. Be
100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, this program and Chris Hill saved my life. Yeah. And I will, stick with that to the day I die because, it would have been. There was no way that my body could have taken what I was putting it through, let alone like the suicide attempts. It would have just been the side effect of alcohol was depression. And then you've got the antidepressants and you're taking them and then you stop taking them because you're drinking. And then there's the withdrawal from the antidepressants and it's just like an absolute roller coaster of everything. And
How do you deal with the awkwardness, because there must be other people that know your situation, know what you've been through, and they might have a drink and you're not? Do they feel
I'm happy to go to the bar and buy a round of drinks for people. And
you're not tempted to have a drink yourself?
No, I'm happy with my alcohol frees, and if we're having a get together or whatever, then I have an alcohol free. My niece always makes a joke of it and she says, put it in a glass so people think that you're drinking again. and we try and trick people, but people can smoke in front of me. Oh, it's worse for smoking. I tried every which way possible to stop smoking, I have no one to need for it.
Okay. So I mean, just in a sentence, can you describe what it was like in your darkest moments?
In my darkest moments, broken. Absolutely broken. Yeah, my son was an IVF baby and he was my seventh pregnancy, my only surviving pregnancy. And to put him through what I put him through, I always thought that once I had that baby, that miracle baby, that that would be it. But because the addiction had taken hold by then, that I wasn't being the mum I should have been. Yeah. And that it was broken, basically
dark, broken. There you go, there was light at the end of the tunnel. You saw the light and here we are.
Yep,
the rest is history. Fantastic. How do we, just say for instance, are people out there now thinking, right, I need some help, what do they do?
So they can take a look at beatmyaddictions.com. We are on Ride High Street. So we're at 144 Ride High Street. We've got the shop there. So they can come along there and pop in and have a chat. They can come to the free workshop, like I said, every Wednesday, 6:30 till 8 at the Methodist Church in Ride, Garfield Road. And they can call the free phone number as well, which is 0800 644 6313.
Thank you, Sarah. It's been fascinating. It's been inspiring. And hopefully people out there, if they are going through the times, you know, sort of things that you're going through, been through, they reach out.
Yeah.
They might not necessarily reach out to you, but they reach out. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah, that's it. They can speak to any one of us or, come or email us if they want to speak through email. They can do that. And yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you. Yeah. We're going to take a musical interlude. We're going to play some Steve Harrington and then we've got a quick commercial break. It's now 12:15.